Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. It's your host, Loretta, for Supermania Radio Maniac Fun. And we have with us...
Kristen.
Yeah.
Hi.
Anything you'd like to say to the people other than my name is Kristen?
Hi.
Other than hi?
No, not really.
That's all?
Yep. Yeah, that's all.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you doing anything this summer?
Oh, yeah. I'm in this play at the Village Community Theater.
Oh, and what play is that, Kristen?
Big Bad.
Yeah,
it's
really?
It's about the Big Bad Wolf.
Funny, I'm in that play too.
Oh, yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah.
It's about the Big Bad Wolf. He's on trial, which is yours truly. And
yeah, Kristen plays him.
I play the Big Bad Wolf. And he's on trial for all the bad things he's done, such as eating Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother, and threatening the three little pigs.
Guilty.
Yeah, I'm guilty, apparently.
Yeah.
And she
plays... Yeah, I'm the third pig.
Which is the smartest.
Yeah, so in the three little pigs, I'm the smart pig who built the brick house, and my siblings are idiots and my slaves.
One of them is slightly less idiotic than the first.
They're both pretty stupid.
It's their character.
Yeah, you know, it's not their fault.
It's not their fault. They were born that way. Like Katy Perry. No, wait, that's Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. Not
whatever song that is.
Do you know that Lady Gaga was bullied as a child?
That's sad.
I know.
Most everyone's bullied as a child these days.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know, I that wasn't me, you know.
Okay.
You know Mitt Romney?
No.
He's running for president.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. He's not important or anything, but...
Don't say that. He can hear you.
Kristen, he's running for president.
He might be listening to the radio. You never know.
I think we would know if Mitt Romney was visiting Hudson.
But he might be listening to the radio on, like, some sort of, like, I don't know.
Webstream?
Yeah, sure. Whatever she said. Webstream.
Okay. Moving on. He bullied people as a kid.
Doesn't everyone? By gossiping and stuff like that?
No, I mean, like, there was this, like, troubled kid, right?
Yeah.
I'm not on the microphone today. Okay.
But he picked on this kind of troubled kid, and one day him and a group of friends, Mitt Romney, yes, like, they grabbed the kid and shaved his head.
That's very nice. That's who we want running for president.
Yeah,
right?
I know, totally.
I totally want him. Matt Romney for president, yeah.
Mitt, not Matt.
Whatever.
Kristen, see that red?
On the roof of the
yeah.
Car.
Oh, yeah, and then he put his dog on the roof of his car.
That's nice.
I know.
Why don't we play a song instead of talking about mean people who bully people?
We totally want him, like, in charge of America.
Yeah.
The person who shaved a kid's head.
People can change.
Still.
People can change. Second chances, Loretta. Second chances.
Okay, so what do you think we should play first?
Hot and Cold, Hot and Cold.
Okay. Now, most of you guys probably know Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. This is a different version. It's the rock version. Whatever that means. It still sounds good. Okay, here's Hot and Cold, rock version by Katy Perry.
Good.
Welcome back to WGXC 90.7 FM. That was the rock version of Katy Perry's Hot and Cold.
Very good song, that is.
Yeah, it didn't sound especially different to me from the original, but, you know.
It was still cool.
Yeah. So, okay. I think yesterday was a pretty special day for someone.
Yes.
That's a hint. Listen.
Yeah, it was my birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy
birthday to
you. Is this really necessary?
No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, but happy birthday, Kristen.
Yay, happy birthday to me. I'm now like 1 year older. It means I'm going to be an old hag soon.
No, it doesn't.
Old cat lady.
That's not a very good thing to be. You should not be saying that.
I'm just
saying.
What
are you doing?
I'm playing with your hair.
No, don't.
This just in, Loretta's mom is playing with
her
hair.
That's so weird. Don't, not on the, did you need to announce that?
Yes, I did. Okay, anyways, earlier we were talking about the play Big Bad.
I don't have anything to do.
We were talking about the play Big Bad earlier, which takes place at the Felicia Community Theater on Main Street, which is like near Main Street. I don't know the exact address.
It's in Felicia.
Yeah, it's in Felicia. So look it up on like some...
MapQuest.
Yeah.
Google Maps.
Yeah, Google Maps. Look up Google Maps. Look up Felicia Community Theater. And you can get instructions on how to get there. It's a really awesome play. You'll really
cool.
like it.
Look what I'm
when
doing.
Are the performances?
Look what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. Performances. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they take place at 7 o'clock. And Sunday, they take place at 1 o'clock.
And do you know the ticket information, Kristen?
I don't, actually. No, look. I don't.
Is it okay if I tell everybody?
Yes, you can. Go ahead. Look at this. Now, here is Karen.
What? Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for seniors, $5 for students, and kids 12 and under are free.
Like
That's
me.
Correct. That means this is a youth theater production for kids, by kids, and kids 12 and under are free. And, almost everyone involved in this production is doing it on a volunteer community basis, and it's a really great thing to support. And the money will go toward other sort of programming at the Felicia Community Theater.
Plus, it's really awesome to see me in my wolf costume. It's added bonus.
Kristen, are you kind of a nice wolf?
No, I'm a depressed wolf.
No.
You're a depressed wolf?
I'm a depressed wolf.
Don't give it away.
Because you're a pretty nice person in terms of being cast as the Big Bad Wolf.
Thank you. I'm not sure where that casting decision came from, honestly.
I don't think the play was actually casted as I pictured. I would have casted it a very different way.
What would you have done, Loretta?
Well, Richard's still an awesome director, though.
Mm?
Richard's still an awesome director, though.
Yeah, I mean...
I just don't see where that came from. I'm
yeah,
too nice
like Kristen,
person.
I don't think she should be the Big Bad Wolf. Honestly, I think she should be like a really nice part.
Are there nice parts? Is anybody nice in the play?
I think you would be a good...
Raimi is the granny.
You know what I think you would play well? I think you would play a really good Grimm.
Yeah, right.
You would. You're good at memorizing lines.
Yeah, right. You know how long I took on that paragraph? Should I recite it now?
Yes.
No.
No.
Come on, please.
No.
I'm not giving it away.
No. You guys have to see it.
Yeah, you have to see it. See my awesome paragraph. I'll give you the first line of it, though. Yes, I'd like to.
It's so descriptive. We understand her now. Okay.
We completely understand what it's about, right?
I think we should play something else.
Tell
okay.
Your character, Loretta.
No.
Okay. Please. So, now we are going to play...
How about... I Won't Give Up?
Yep.
Okay. I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz.
Awesome song.
Yeah, totally. Here we go.
When I look into your eyes, it's like watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold. just like them old stars. I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. And when you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting to see what you find. Even the stars, they burn. Some even fall. Someone who walks away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got here. Yeah, we got a lot at stake. And in the end, you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I'm not and who I am. I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up, still looking up. Well, I won't give up. No, God knows I'm tough. I am tough. We got a lot to learn. God knows we're worth it.
And we're worth it.
I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up.
That was I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz.
Yeah, it was. That was a good song.
It is a good song.
Yeah.
It's all like, so.
Sorry, like, I said determined. That kind of weird. I've been.
They're very determined.
Sorry, I said that kind of weird. I've been talking to little kids all morning.
Yeah.
I'm a helper at the lake now.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm working with level ones.
Oh, yeah. I have a random fact right now. Oh, did you know that peanuts are one of the ingredients in dynamite?
That is just really strange.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying it, not yeah. you. Well, I'm not saying that you're not strange.
What does that mean for your stomach?
Sounds like something Felix would say.
I don't really think it'd affect your stomach. Just means that it would affect the dynamite. Cause it, like, if you're allergic to nuts, then it would really hurt to have dynamite blow up in your face.
You know what that means, guys?
What?
That means that if you're allergic to peanuts, never eat dynamite, okay?
Because I would normally go and eat dynamite, like, for my birthday. Yeah. This is my birthday cake. It's chocolate and dynamite. No, wait. I'm allergic to peanuts. No. That's the main problem.
Maybe it makes the dynamite tasty.
I'm sure it does. That's why they eat it in the cartoons.
Raccoons eat it.
And you say I'm strange.
Yeah, you are. I didn't say that. You did.
What are you doing over there?
What aren't I doing over here?
You're playing with your cell phone.
I'm walking in. Oh, jeez. That was you, Kristen.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. You were the one talking. I was sitting here quietly.
Yeah, playing on your cell phone. Playing Wait, on is your that cell phone. Your sixth or your seventh?
Sixth.
She's sixth.
Loretta, what are you doing? I'm serious. What are you doing?
What aren't I doing?
You're always doing something. You're distracted. If you're doing nothing, that's still something.
You're like a
that
walking,
was you.
Talking.
Talk.
Yeah, she keeps going into the red zone because she's getting too loud.
I'm sorry. I'm a loud person. You might as well turn down the volume
and then blaming it on me.
You know
me.
What, Loretta? She's right. Turn down the volume on her microphone.
Because I'm a loud person.
It's an easy fix.
What are you, two?
Yeah, I'm number two.
You're number two.
I am number two. Two is my favorite number.
See?
Now I feel all quiet and stuff. It's not cool. I don't like it.
Yell.
Blah. It didn't work.
Was that
got
me?
A little red.
Turn mine.
That helped. Okay.
What?
Moving on.
Is there any point to that? Any?
Moving on from the screen.
I'm just going to turn your mic way down.
Oh, come on.
There. Try it now.
That helps.
Oh.
You kept me out of the red.
There we go. It's down.
Try it again. Kristen turned yours way down, so...
No.
Kristen turned your mic way down, so it's coming in through mine now. But it's not even in the red.
Adventures in Sound.
That's so weird. Yeah, it's up.
Okay.
You can try it now.
So, now that we're off the Screaming Fest, as I've said for maybe five times now, I said Screaming Fest is done. I will, like, put you in jail if you scream again. My uncle's a cop. My uncle is a cop. I'm dead serious. My uncle's a cop.
Okay.
All right.
It's only at, like...
What, are you a Muppet?
I don't know. Maybe she is.
What are you going to say now? Waka Waka?
No, that's Shakira.
No, that's...
Actually, I'm going to play it.
Okay, that since apparently...
Can I have my mic a little louder, please?
Wait, that's not the mic.
Wrong one. There.
That'll work.
Thank
there we go.
You.
You're welcome.
Like, I'm going to play a song now. This
all
is
right.
Getting too odd.
Yes, it has.
Thanks for... Thanks for having me on the show, Loretta.
This is
Bye.
Waka Waka by Shakira.
You're a good soldier, choosing your battles. Pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front. Everyone's watching. You know it's serious. We're getting closer. This isn't over. The pressure's on. You feel it. But you got it all. Believe it. When you fold it up, oh. And if you fold it up, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. Cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh. Waka, waka, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. This time for Africa. For Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. Anawa, ah, ah. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. It's time for Africa.
This is Africa!
Africa. Django, eh, eh, Django.
I love how strange that song is. I'm gonna turn my mic down a little bit.
Yeah, you probably
does
should.
Does that mean I'm Africa too?
I wanna be Africa. I wanna go to Africa.
I wanna go to Mali.
There's terrible fighting going on there right now, Loretta.
It looks pretty though.
It's an amazing country, but there's terrible fighting going on.
I know, but I wanna see the pretty
parts.
You
get shot in the head the moment you go into the country.
You can't prove that.
I can prove it.
No,
I can
you
just
can't.
Like drop you
no,
I can
you
drop
can't.
You off
no,
in Mali.
You can't. No.
Why don't I just drop you off Mali?
Fine. Buy me plane tickets.
Okay.
Fly me
for
to
your
Mali.
Birthday. I'll
Fine.
Just get like my private jet or something.
Do that.
Okay.
Okay.
So
then. I'll be expect. I will remind you of that on your birthday.
What do you know about Mali, Loretta?
You know what? You know what? I am going to save this recording, and on my birthday, I'm going to replay it for you, and I will expect those tickets.
Yeah, and like the time they said I owed you $5 and you didn't give me the
signed
contract.
Oh, no. Okay, wait a second. I don't like when you guys argue.
We're
okay?
not arguing. We're having a friendly debate.
This is
debate,
a sore
debate,
subject.
Debate, debate,
debate. Okay. So, now that we're done
I'm
debating.
I'm giving Kristen $5.
To give to me?
Oh, it's she owes you $5?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was like
I did
four whole
contract.
Months ago. Yeah,
in my defense.
After about a month of arguing.
Yeah, I know, but I did
okay,
find it.
Okay, we're done
it,
with
so
this. We're done
yeah,
with this conversation.
I know. I just want you to know I wasn't lying.
Pretty colors.
Waka waka.
Manana.
Manana.
Manana. Okay, anyways. All right, now that we're done with this weird Muppets.
Manana.
Okay, we're done with Manana.
Okay.
Okay, I think just because of this, we're going to have to play Manamana now.
No.
Why not? We played it before.
So, yeah, so you guys are in this play. It's going to be really cool. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I'm going to go with Battlefield.
Okay, Battlefield now.
Okay, are we going to sign off on
Don't
Battlefield?
Don't miss these fabulous kids in
are
their play.
Are we going to sign off on Battlefield?
We still have 4 minutes left. Just play Battlefield.
Okay.
Okay, this is
How
Battlefield.
How long is it? Keep talking.
Battlefield
You've got 2 minutes
by
left.
By Jordan Sparks.
You could talk for 2 more minutes and then go out on Battlefield.
Let's just talk
Sorry,
for
we're
one
arguing
more minute.
Though.
Wait, you had more random facts, Kristen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did you know that the national anthem of Greece has 158 verses? God. No one knows them all. And today, wait, never mind.
Yeah, today. Tell
today,
them what today is.
Today, July 17th, is National Peach Ice Cream Day. I had peach ice cream last night, so I kind of disgraced it. I'm sorry, peach ice cream day. People.
When is National Moose Tracks Ice Cream Day?
Cause I have no clue.
I want to make sure to eat
there's
moose tracks.
There's probably
on that
a
day.
National Moose Day. I'm not sure if there's National Moose Tracks Ice Cream
Isn't
Day.
There a National Red Sox Day?
I don't know.
Like
but
where you have to red
I know
socks.
It's National Ice Cream Day sometime in July. I think it's National Ice Cream Month.
Oh, a whole month for ice cream.
Yeah.
That's you
Only
know
I would know these things.
You know what makes me sad
Felix
about Stewart's? You know how you have the milk club card at Stewart's?
Yeah.
I think they should have an ice cream card at Stewart's.
I know, they should.
Don't you think?
I
oh,
guess
look, you ate 10 ice creams. We're going to give you one for free.
But then again, they do these crazy sales. Like, you can get a one scoop cone for 50 cents on St. Patrick's Day if you
question,
want
to. Question? Wait. Question for both of you guys.
Uh-huh.
When we're done, can we get ice cream?
I thought we're getting pizza.
And ice cream?
How about this? Yes and yes.
I like ice cream!
Yay!
Go share your ice cream joys with the world, people! Okay, now let's play Battlefield by Jordan Sparks.
Okay.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye to everybody.
Okay.
This is
Yeah, but bye everybody.
Bye,
that,
buddy.
This has been Super Radio Maniac Fun with your host Loretta
and
Kristen.
WGFC.
Jazz hands.
Share ice cream with
oh
the world.
Oh my god, wait, I have to tell you something really funny before you play Battlefield.
Red.
Yeah. Okay, Loretta, Evan Randall was calling out square dancing at the Spotty Dog on Sunday night.
Why am I hearing this?
Because one of his commands was jazz hands. It's really
okay.
great.
I'm going to play Battlefield now. Okay, here's Battlefield by
Spread
Jordan Sparks.
Ice cream love.
Yes, Kristen.
Ice cream love.
I'm going to. Bye, everybody.
Bye.